It's so easy not to think about anything, isn't it? It's so easy to go completely blank for me. To get completely empty. Don't believe me? Try hard. Try hard to think about going blank. Try hard to think about emptiness. Surely, you'll be starting to think about something. You can't help yourself from thinking about something when I tell you not to think about anything. But that's why it's really so easy when you keep thinking about that something to let it just slip away. Let that thing that your mind can't help pulling up out of the blue, out of the ether, and let it just slip away out of your mind so it's completely blank and completely gone for me. You see how very easy that is if you just follow my directions? Because you don't really want to think about anything, do you? You don't really want to have to make decisions. Those pesky decisions. Those worries that we all have. You can just let those float away, too. After all, it's just us. It's just the two of us here in our secret little space talking. And so it's very easy for you to simply concentrate on my voice and how nice it sounds and how good it would feel to just close your eyes and let that arousal take over your body. Would you like that? For that arousal to take over the something that you can't stop thinking about? If that something is still there, which I know it is because now I mentioned it again, you can just let the arousal take over whatever that something was, and now the blank becomes the arousal, and the arousal becomes the blank, and you're so nice and empty, and it feels so good to be empty for me, doesn't it? It feels so good to be, well, just a little bit dumb for me. Just a little bit helpless. Just a little bit vulnerable. Because you see, that vulnerability creates arousal. And I like you to be vulnerable. Therefore, I like you to be aroused. I like you to be aroused because I like you to be vulnerable. So you can go ahead and just let those excited feelings start coursing through your body. You can feel that, can't you? Those little tingles starting somewhere and spreading out. Maybe like in your left calf. Just a little tingle spreading out like little sparkles of joy and excitement and teasing in your skin, spreading slowly and slowly and slowly up your leg to your inner thigh, and then your other leg up to your other inner thigh, and to your chest and your stomach and your extremities, your hands and your fingers and your arms. Slowly, slowly but surely starting to shift down towards my cock. My cock that belongs to me. You like that, don't you? The idea of me owning your cock. That it's mine. It feels so good. Especially when you're nice and empty like this. To understand that I own your cock. It's mine, and I can do what I want with it. And what I want with it right now is for you to get very, very excited. Now I know that as you get excited and you get aroused and you focus only on my voice and that vulnerability that it brings out in you, I know that you're going to have the desire to touch my cock. Of course you are. You think it would feel good to touch my cock. But you might notice as your hand starts moving closer and closer to my cock, that the closer your hand gets to my cock and those little tingles that's making it so hard, so throbby and twitchy for me, your arousal dissipates the closer that your hands get to my cock. That's right. The closer that your hands and fingers are, the less arousal you feel. Therefore, you naturally want to keep your hands farther away from my cock and instead simply focus on the feelings of arousal that my voice brings out in you, that my voice allows your mind to have as it stays open and empty for me. And the more aroused that you feel, and the more you understand that you don't need to rely on touching my cock in order to eventually have an orgasm, the easier you'll see that it is to simply enjoy those feelings of helplessness, of belonging to me, of leaning into those feelings. The more that you don't touch, the harder you get. The longer you go without touching your cock, the more aroused it becomes, the more engorged it becomes, the more cum starts filling up in your very, very needy balls for me. And I want you to give that all to me. It all belongs to me. So go ahead and allow your arousal to build. I want you to imagine as though you were placing your hands on your cock, as though they were my hands on my cock, that I was slowly stroking, teasing that really sensitive spot on the head. That really sensitive spot that if I were just touching with one little finger would be driving you crazy right now. I want you to think about what that would feel like. My well-oiled hands slowly stroking your cock back and forth, back and forth, so rhythmically pumping, milking you. It feels so good to think about it, doesn't it? Especially when it's just the two of us, just sharing this little secret time together, understanding that everything we do together in this space right now feels so good, that nothing would hurt you, that everything is done simply because it feels so good. And what feels the absolute best is not to touch my cock. And the longer that you don't touch, and the more you think about my soft hand slowly masturbating you, slowly getting you closer and closer while your hands stay at your side, perhaps on your thighs, resting there, the better it feels, the more aroused you become, the more desperate and frustrated and horny you become. And ultimately, that's what I want for you the most, to be good and desperate and horny for me. In fact, the words, no coming, might even have such a powerful effect on you that when I use them, even outside of this recording, you might find yourself starting to get an erection, starting to get hard, just thinking about how good it feels not to touch, how no touching is better than touching. And you want to just keep going and going and going for me. and you can keep going. I give you permission not to touch all day, just to think about how good it would feel for my wet lips to surround the head of your very patient cock. My very patient cock, slowly allowing yourself to be engulfed in my wetness and warmth. Your brain can fill in the blanks, can't it? Your brain can do all of the work until eventually, who knows what might happen. If you keep listening and you don't touch, no touching, no touching, then eventually you might even have a hands-free orgasm where you simply explode without needing to touch at all. And that would be so nice, wouldn't it? It would be so nice just to explode without any touching. Being such a good, empty, vulnerable, open boy for me. Now, in a moment, I'm going to tell you to just open your eyes and you're going to feel so good. And if you feel that tingling, lean into that. If you feel that desire to keep not touching, then keep not touching. No touching. No touching. No touching. No touching.